Good morning, everybody. It's February 14th, 2019, and you're listening to episode one of the Big Dog Hockey Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss the Anaheim Ducks, the Arizona Coyotes, whether or not you can pick a contender by looking at the history books. We'll talk about tonight's games, some fantasy hockey, and Big Dog's going to throw in some extra stuff just because it's Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day, and this is definitely a day that people either love or they hate. If you love it, chances are you're in, you know, just a good long-term secure relationship. You got something easy and fun planned for the night. You know, if you hate it, maybe you're in something new and you're feeling this enormous amount of pressure to just do something sweet and genuine and caring and original for this new significant other. Or maybe you're single and you're just thinking you just got to be surrounded by all these people in love and you're not going to get to do that. So for those of us out there that are hating on this day, I thought we could have a little bit of fun. And I want to see pictures from the last time you got punched in the face. Obviously, I'm talking about a situation where you can look back, you can laugh on it a little bit. We don't want to get into anything like too serious, too depressing. You're going to see on my Instagram and on my Twitter, both of those, you can get me at HockeyBigDog. I've got a picture posted up. This is a picture from me a few years back. I've got a black eye. I have an absolutely terrible mustache. And that is the result of a night on the town. Like I said, it was about 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm making my way home. I run into a good friend of mine. Run into his little sister. Of course, she's downtown. Somehow or another, she gets like separated from her friends. She's trying to get her jacket to go home. She doesn't want to go back into this club by herself. So, of course, wanting to be this perfect gentleman and save the day, I say, yeah, I gotcha. We'll get you home safe. So we go back into this club, and it's just this shitty club. We're in there for like 30 seconds tops. This guy makes his way over to me. You know, he's got the big fucking silver chain hanging down, and he's up in my face and just like, hey bro, you want to go? I was like, hey man, I'm in here for 30 seconds tops, you know, not looking for trouble. I barely have the words out of my mouth. His friend comes from the side and sucker punches me. And I don't know if you've been sucker punched before, but I mean, it is a whole other experience. So I hit the ground. My chin now feels like it's been rearranged and is up past my ear on one side of my head. So the bouncers see this going on, and they don't know. I guess they just think we're in a fight, so they throw all of us out together. So the downside of this for me is I get tossed out with this group of 4 or 5 guys, and it's just 4 or 5 on 1. And it's this messed up situation. I mean, I'm a pretty tall guy. All these guys are way shorter than me, but they're just kicking the absolute shit out of me. They're passing me around, passing me back and forth. Everybody's getting a shot. Oh, I punched him in the face. No, you punch him in the face. Finally, one of them actually grabs me, tosses me in the back of the cab. I think he's just worried that I'm just going to, like, this is going to start to get serious, you know? So this friend of mine, this girl, we go to the hospital. I'm just, of course, covered in blood, head to toe, thinking something's wrong with me. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever gone to the hospital after getting the shit kicked out of you when you also have the smell of alcohol in your breath, but generally speaking, unless something terrible has happened, I get the sense that they're not going to waste a whole lot of time on you, and nor should they have wasted a whole lot of time on me that night. You know, so when it all comes to pass, I go home, lick my wounds, couple of black eyes, sore jaw for the rest of the week, and for some reason decided to add that terrible, terrible mustache into the mix. So anyways, that's my story. You can check out the picture at HockeyBigDog on Twitter and Instagram. Like I said, I want to hear your stories. I want to see your pictures. So hit me up if you got something good like that. And now let's get on with the show. So here we go. We're going to start with the Anaheim Ducks. So the Ducks have been in the league since 93. They've got a Stanley Cup. They got a couple of Western Conference championships, 6 Pacific Division titles, 14 trips to the playoffs. I mean, this is a winning culture that they built down there in Anaheim. for the most part, but right now, it's bad. It's real bad. So Randy Carlyle just got fired, and Bob Murray, the general manager, is going to step behind the bench for the rest of this season. Carlyle's been with Anaheim since 2016. The last two seasons, he accumulated 90 wins. They made the playoffs a couple times. Actually got as far as the third round in 2017 and the first round last year. And Carlyle, as a little point of trivia, actually won the Norris Trophy in 1981 as a member of the Penguins. Had 16 goals, 67 assists that year, and 136 penalty minutes. So Bob Murray's going to be stepping in. Another former defenseman, played with the Blackhawks between 1975 and 1990. Won a cup with the Ducks in 2007. He was the vice president of hockey operations. A little bit more about Murray. 2008, became general manager of their AHL affiliate in Iowa. And later that year, moved to the GM position with the Ducks. But he is inheriting a team that is in an absolute free fall. So in the month of February, the Ducks are just getting outscored just bad. You know, they're talking 30 goals against, about 10 goals forward. They got losses, Winnipeg, Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Philly. And I mean, in fairness to these guys, they're hitting some teams that are high quality or teams that are playing hot or both. Up next, they've got Boston, they've got Washington, they got Minnesota, they got Calgary, they got Edmonton, and then they got Vancouver again, and then Chicago. So not an easy stretch coming up. They've got a new coach. They do have an even mix of home games and road games. And despite all of their troubles, the Ducks are actually only 8 points out of a playoff spot. But I think I would say that that speaks more to the mess that is the Western Conference right now than it does their actual success. You know, it's just been an up and down season for the Ducks. They got out of the gate pretty hot. They won 5 of their first 7 games. Then they tanked it. They lost 7 in a row. And if we're looking for a goal differential right now, I mean, the Ducks are almost minus 60. So that's the worst in the league by quite a bit. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Kings are the only team that are even really close to that. And the story of their year has really just been that they can't score. So they've got Getzlaff, they've got Henrique and Raquel at the top of their team scoring list. And those guys have 36, 28, and 26 points respectively. And for a long time, it was only John Gibson, the goalie that was, I guess, even keeping them halfway relevant. Because for everything else that's going on, Gibson's actually only 2 games under 500 with 17 wins and 19 losses. He still has a .914 save percentage. Goals against is 2.93. Now, they're far from great numbers, but all things considered, with everything going on in Anaheim, those are certainly not the worst numbers in the world. Originally in the backup position, we had Ryan Miller. He managed to go 4-2-1, 2.7 goals against, about a .920 save percentage. He's also not ready to play, which has resulted in Chad Johnson taking on the responsibility of the starting goaltender in Anaheim. As of a few days ago, Johnson had managed 5 losses against only 4 games started, which is pretty indicative of the general vibe in Anaheim right now. And the bad news there is that it looks like Gibson's injury could be serious. Kevin Boyle from the AHL just got called up. And he's going to be backing up Chad Johnson. So it may well be that Gibson is out for a while. So the waters have definitely been rough in Anaheim. But they just had a coaching change to shake things up. Corey Perry came back from injury about a week ago. On the flip side, as I just said, it looks like Gibson could be out for a while. And while they did make that coaching change, they're bringing in someone who doesn't really have a lot of coaching experience. So quite rightfully, people are wondering if this is going to be kind of a season for the Ducks where they kind of tank it. Maybe they'd look to make some trades, bring in some prospects, get some draft picks. I've heard the possibility of Cam Fowler going to the Habs. I know Jakob Silverberg, Henrique are both garnering interest. That's all I've heard. You know, if you know of anything else, you get any sort of ideas about what trades might make sense for this team, definitely hit me up. Twitter at HockeyBigDog. So it's my prediction for the Ducks the rest of the year. I was actually going to call a turnaround for the Ducks. They were getting Perry back, some favorable matchups down the stretch. But if Gibson is out, I would have to say that this is a wash for them for the rest of the season. So I think definitely look for these guys to make some moves at the deadline. And yeah, probably the free fall in Anaheim to continue. Up next, the Arizona Coyotes. So playing out of the Pacific Division, the once upon a time Winnipeg Jets, not having a bad season. Hovering right around 500, won their last couple games. They took down the Vegas Knights a couple nights ago. So we'll talk about that all in a second. But before we go even a minute further, I just want to take a moment and relive the fact that one of these up-and-comers on the Coyotes, Connor Garland, about a month ago, took a puck to the face, scored on that shot. So the puck hits this guy's face, goes into the net, he gets a goal. He leaves the game, leaking blood everywhere. He gets stitched up, comes back in the third period, scores the second goal of the game. So that's just your reminder about how over the top, insanely tough your average NHL player is. Taking a slap shot to the face, scoring a goal, getting stitches, coming back in your second goal of the game. Now the Coyotes to me, at least for the last couple seasons, are this sort of like dark horse team that I love to pick, a team that I really want to see pull it together and just get shit done. I don't know why, there's just something about them. You know, I'm rooting for them. This year for me, it was them, and after the whole Tavares situation, I really want to see the Islanders pull it together, have a great season. Obviously, Barry Trotz has those guys playing like champions down in New York. Now, the Coyotes are kind of having that back and forth season. Just because the Western Conference is in such a state of disarray and everybody's kind of close, no one's really out of the picture. They're in a pretty relevant spot. I think they're, you know, 2-3 positions back from a playoff spot right now. And they're actually playing without Antti Raanta. He's been out since December, probably for the rest of the season. They're missing Michael Grabner, Nick Schmaltz. Schmaltz actually had 14 points in 17 games after coming over in a trade with the Blackhawks. They're also missing Jason Demers. You know, he's playing about 20 minutes for them prior to his season-ending injury that happened back in November. So here, Arizona's out without their main goalie, a couple of big forwards out of the lineup, and they're not just losing these players to injury. I mean, they're losing them for the whole season. So when you take that into consideration, I mean, they're actually, I think, doing pretty well to kind of keep up with the pace of everything. And there's not really been anything crazy about their season. Their team with some spunk. You know, they've taken in some of the better teams in the league. They have wins against the Leafs, the Predators, the Lightning, the Sharks. But the consistency just doesn't seem to be there. And no wonder, because they have all these injuries. So on the horizon, the Coyotes have St. Louis, Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Florida. Then Vancouver again. So they got lots of games against teams they're trying to either catch or hold off. But as I said, I guess that's the story for just about every team in the Western Conference outside of your top four. As I said earlier, this is a team I was really pulling for at the beginning of the season. I still feel the same way. I would love to see these guys get into the playoffs. I don't think it's going to happen for them this year. Darcy Kuemper has stepped in for Raanta. He's been fantastic. He's 8-2 over his last 10 games. But I just don't think this is a playoff team this season. Mostly because I think the Hawks and either the Blues or the Wild are going to take those wild card spots. So if you're asking me, no playoffs this year, but things are looking good for the future. The Coyotes have Barrett Hayton coming up through the ranks. He's playing Sault Ste. Marie this year on a strong team. He's put up 54 points in 34 games. They also have 4 picks in the first 3 rounds of this year's draft. The core of their D is locked in for the next few seasons. So you're hearing it here right now. I'm saying it, the Arizona Coyotes are officially a big dog team to watch in 2020. Next year will be the year they make the playoffs. Not this year, they just don't have it, but big things happening in the future for Arizona. Let's talk contenders. So at some point in the last couple weeks, I came across something online, so I mean, who knows if this is even true, and feel free to confirm it for me or prove it false. Again, Twitter is @HockeyBigDog. So I see this thing, and it basically alludes to the fact that Phil Jackson once upon a time said that you can tell a contender in the NBA by a team who has 40 wins before they have 20 losses. So of course, this gets me thinking about the NHL, and I'm wondering, okay, well, can you do the same thing? Is there something you can apply, you know, some sort of formula or something you can look at that kind of dictates who the real contenders are? And I mean, I'm going to go on record as saying that I'm not a huge fan of these super advanced statistics and knowing how many times a guy's playing like 5-on-5 and creates like a scoring chance. I'm sure they're super beneficial, and probably the next five teams that win the Stanley Cup will make use of these. I guess I'm just in that sort of in-between age where I didn't grow up with that, so I don't understand it as well, so I'm inclined not to factor it into my decision-making. Nevertheless, I just wanted to do a quick little glance through past seasons and just see if there's any trends that emerged when I looked at Stanley Cup winners. So what I was able to find is that in the last 19 seasons, 13 times the team that won the Stanley Cup finished in the top four in the overall league standings. So the Penguins in 2016 finished in fourth. The Hawks in 2013 finished in first. The Wings back in 2008 finished in first. The Ducks and the Canes in 2007, 2006 both came in fourth. So yeah, it just got me thinking, you know, is there any merit to that? I mean, that's a pretty high percentage. 13 out of like 19 times is, I think, coming in at like 67, maybe 69%, something like that. You know, so for someone like myself who likes to get into hockey pools, does like the fantasy thing, this is valuable stuff. So if we're looking at it right now, and we take the top four teams in the league, we've got Tampa, we've got Winnipeg, we've got San Jose, and we've got Calgary. Toronto and the Islanders, and actually the Bruins, are just outside of that. Pretty tight at the top. We all know Tampa's just been playing head and shoulders above everybody else. They're at 88 points right now. 13 points between them and the Jets, who are in second place. So my question to you, the listeners, is there any stock to this? Do you think that it's indicative to say only the top four teams are truly contenders? Or is that just total bullshit? It's a stupid statistic. Why did I even waste my time looking into it? So really what I'm saying is Tampa, Winnipeg, San Jose, Calgary. Do you really think that anybody outside of those four teams has a legitimate shot at winning the Stanley Cup this year? Or do you grudgingly have to admit that maybe being top four actually means something down the stretch? Let me know at HockeyBigDog on Twitter. Same place on Instagram. I want to hear your thoughts. Before I go, let's talk Valentine's Day. So like I said off the top, maybe you love it, maybe you hate it. But if you're a fan of the Big Dog Hockey Podcast, I want you to have the best goddamn Valentine's Day that you can possibly have. Now for me, what am I going to do? My girlfriend and I, we're going to probably have a couple of drinks. We're going to go to this place nearby. Apparently there's some like live jazz. It's free to get in. Now, do I ever listen to jazz? Fuck no. But my girlfriend's beautiful. She puts up with me. She suggested it. I'm a goddamn incredible dancer. So I'm going to go. I'm going to have a fantastic time. And like I said, if you're in one of those secure relationships, you know, you probably got something easy like that planned too. Now, if you're at the midway point, you're doing something new, you don't really know where to go with things, well, don't you worry, because I got you covered. First of all, I took my impeccable curating skills and created a Valentine's Day playlist for you, straight from my Spotify to wherever you listen to your music. So you can find that. I'm going to put that up on my Twitter, at HockeyBigDog. Beyond that, if you're looking for something to do, it's so easy, you know, don't overthink it. Get a nice bottle of wine, maybe go and get some paints, have a paint night. you know, just connect, put the phone away, look at each other. You know, you go through all this stuff. It's a hard world out there, and you're doing your best every goddamn day. And this is your chance to be together. So don't feel the pressure. Just enjoy one another. You know, maybe you're a boy who loves a girl. Maybe you're a boy who loves a boy. Maybe you're a girl who loves someone who doesn't conform to any gender. It doesn't matter. You know, this is a day that should be celebrated. People hate it. You don't need to hate Valentine's Day. Just be with the person you like or the person you love and make the most of it. Now, for my single folks, I feel like this is the kind of day that makes you feel like, oh, I should be in a relationship, or what am I doing wrong? You know, you're not doing anything wrong. You're fucking wonderful just the way you are. So all you need to do today is you need to take care of yourself. You know, don't devalue yourself. Don't look for a date just because it's Valentine's Day. If you want to stay home and watch Riverdale or New Girl or True Detective or Westworld on repeat, where you fucking eat 3 bags of chips and 2 chocolate bars, and then you should do that. Or on the flip side, if you want to go to the gym and have the fucking best workout you've ever had, squat more weight than you've ever had, bench press more weight than you ever have, then you should do that. And last but not least, if you do want to get out there, maybe look for a little date, maybe do some swiping right on Tinder, then do that. Just take care of yourself, be safe, don't devalue yourself, and make sure you're doing whatever it is that's going to make you happy today. It's the only way to go. Tonight, we've got some great games. Montreal's playing Nashville. Toronto's playing Vegas. My game of the night has got to be the Caps versus the Sharks. 2 heavyweight teams. They don't play each other that often. It's going to be great. This has been episode 1 of the Big Dog Hockey Podcast. I hope you liked it. Hit me up on Twitter and on Instagram at HockeyBigDog. Tell me what you liked. Tell me what you hated. Tell me if you want to be a guest on the show. Ask me any questions that you have. And we'll do this again soon.